Welcome to the new Cyber Frontier, bringing you the latest news on the local Colorado economy and initiatives that focus on the development of cybersecurity economics. You don't have to be a computer or cybersecurity expert to get plugged in. Your host, Chris Gorog, brings it straightforward, asks the tough questions, and brings the cyber world to a level of understanding for everyone. Chris is personable and opens up with our guests on the issues we all would like to see addressed. You can find us on the web at www.newcyberfrontier.com. Now join our host as he introduces the topic for today's New Cyber Frontier.
Well, welcome back to the New Cyber Frontier. I'm your host today, Sean Murray. I've got a very special guest and friend, all the way from Deutschland, who lives here in the United States now, Ralph Schwarber. And Ralph is a cyber guy and a cyber geek, and he's an entrepreneur at the same time. He's passionate about cybersecurity and privacy and protecting those things that are really important to him, his clients, his customers, and he contributes to the ecosystem. And that's why we decided it would be a great idea to have Ralph on the program today. Welcome, Ralph.
Thank you for having me. How are you today?
Good, good. You know, why don't you give us a little bit about your background? Where did you come from, and how did you get where we're at today?
So, I don't know why, but I always had an outlook to be in America one day, and I did my school, I went to school, and I did my job, but I was never happy, really happy in Germany. I thought America is the land of the free, and it is. So eventually, I invested in a property here, came to the United States, and I made my dream come true. Shortly after that, my son at the time, 14, 15, was a victim of the first privacy breach. His Social Security card was compromised by a gentleman in Denver.
Welcome to America.
Welcome to America. And so I was a wake-up call to realize that in a new country with new identity, so to speak, I had to make sure that I protected as much as I can. And later down the road, my LinkedIn account in 2003 was compromised, and my Fitbit account. So a total of 8 breaches from companies I had accounts with. And after my credit card was scammed or skimmed at a gas station, I just realized there's a better solution to.
There's a problem.
There's a problem. And I came up with a solution for to increase the security and the privacy. We are a small MSSP, managed security service provider in Southern Colorado, and we do HIPAA compliance and PCI compliance for our customers. But I think that there's a new frontier, and that's smart homes. And I think that smart homes will be the new low-hanging fruit, and we just designed a solution for this particular segment in the market called cyberprivacy.today.
Outstanding. So, you know, we'll get into that. But when we talk about privacy, it's kind of a history lesson, right?
Yes.
And so, I've spent probably about a third of my life in Germany with the government, and I've lived in the community. And when we talk about privacy, it really is kind of a history lesson going back to just prior to World War II, right?
Yes.
What's your perspective on that?
Yeah, well, so I was fascinated how one man can influence a whole country, and how a system can go in the very wrong direction. And I believe that the data collected at the time in the wrong hands led to many wrong decisions and exposed a lot of people. So privacy is really come from my heart, and I feel I need to provide a solution for people who have not had that experience, have not done the history lessons, and have not been exposed, never been to a concentration camp and looked what happened and looked at the documentation which was used by the people at that time and abused the information.
Yeah, it's a great conversation to have. You know, that history lesson built a lot of the EU laws that we see today, you know, to be able to control personal information on its citizens so that it can't be used in that type of way again.
Yes.
And so cyber to a lot of people is very important, but privacy, the privacy aspect of our lives is that much more important now that we have so much technology that processes it, transmits it, stores it, collects it. We're going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back from our...
Cyber Resilience Institute helps build strong cyber communities designed to prevent members from attack. Like building a neighborhood watch, it takes coordination and a sharing community to protect our identities and valuables in the virtual world. Typically, we hear that organizations know they need to do something to protect their cyber assets, but don't know where to begin. Let Cyber Resilience Institute help your community create an action plan. Cyber Resilience Institute will build your community or business marketplace so that it is designed to support a collective cyber defense. Contact them for more information at cyberresilienceinstitute.org.
Welcome back to the New Cyber Frontier. I am Sean Murray. We have a special guest, Ralph Schwerer from Silverback Consulting. We're talking about privacy. We just, you know, did a little history lesson. We understand why privacy is if any other time in history is so much more important now that we have all this technology that collects our information and does things with it, and to the point where sometimes people don't even know what's happening with the information that's being collected.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that you talk about with one of these solutions that you've come up with is all of these devices that we believe are so convenient for us, IoT, the Internet of Things.
Yeah.
You know, you were showing me a coffee cup that we're going to take a look at here in a second. All these things collect information, and
yes,
they authenticate,
yes,
to our networks, to our life. They're tied to our identity.
Yes, they are.
What does that mean? What does that mean for us?
Well, in my opinion, it's dangerous. In my opinion, our usage of cell phone is, the cell phone number is now PII, personal identifying information. Didn't used to be that way. The information sent through the cell phone with apps loaded on cell phones is overwhelming. Quick example, went to Disney World with my family 2 years ago, had to download the app, had to give him my fingerprint. I asked him, where's my fingerprint stored? Oh yeah, it will be deleted. Mm-hmm, yes.
Sure.
Then I did that when I came back to Colorado. I did a little Wireshark sniffing on my phone what my app's doing, and every 15 minutes it would send 25K to 50K back to Disney. Why does it do that?
Why does it need to do that?
Why does it need to do that? I'm in Colorado. I'm no longer at Disneyland.
Right.
So, you know, it just became clear that a lot of information is being transmitted without us knowing that it's being transmitted. And if you look at today's world, download our latest app, free app. You get a discount at the gas station if you download the app. Well, they don't do that for free. If it's free, you will become the product.
Yeah. And so, you know, when you become the product, all of that data, my demographic, my age, my gender, the things that I purchase, the places that I travel to, the more apps that you know, allow location services to track you, to do those, the more marketing, the more intellectual intelligence that vendors in retail, in online retail, that's so much valuable information and data.
Yes, yes.
How do we control that?
It's hard, it's difficult, it's multi-layered. There's not one button fixes all, one pill does make you skinnier and younger. No, you have to use a layered approach. You have to, for example, a VPN doesn't fix it all, but it helps. a segmented network is important. If you do want to have the new devices and convenience devices, then you should make sure that they don't exactly know where you're located, because you give away way too much information with any IoT device which has GPS capabilities or location tracking. For example, we tested a Nest. We just noticed that any time I walk in front of it, it knows that we're there. And if we don't walk in front of the Nest, then it goes to a temperature which is cooler, which helps with energy, which is great. But now they know that I might not be at the house.
Yeah, your patterns, right?
Exactly. It is a pattern creation, and big data collects that data and then creates hyper-targeted ads for you.
Good stuff. So you have developed a piece of technology or layered technology that will help the individual citizen to incorporate these types of devices, these IoT devices, and it goes back to those that, like our children. Mm-hmm. So you talked about how your son, his PII was breached. Mm-hmm. I remember, you know, I'm associated with the U.S. government, and so I've had a clearance. Mm-hmm. And so my information, my data was breached. Sure. And when I received the letter from OPM, yeah, that says, yeah, congratulations, we breached your information, you know, I accept that. So when we talk about privacy, and we take a look at the technology that you've developed, and we go back to, you know, your son had his information breached. Mm-hmm. I remember when I received my letter from OPM, you know, I signed up to work with the government, and they breached my information. Yeah, it's just one more piece. I've received one from the VA. Now I've received one from OPM.
Yes.
But you know what? When I received a letter from my 7-year-old son that OPM breached his information, it kind of really fried my backside.
Yeah.
He didn't sign up for that. And so when we talk about technology that we incorporate into our lives, we like the conveniences of our new items that we're incorporating in. How do we balance that in our home environment so that the adversary's not getting all that information that we're talking about? You've designed and developed a product that can help a homeowner better protect their own privacy.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. So I believe that we need to understand that even at our home, which is our sweet home, and we should be safe once we lock the door, we need to realize that the digital door is really not ever
it's
locked.
It's still wide open.
It's wide open. And the threat is every day. My intrusion detection system on my smart home fires up every 5 to 10 minutes, and all the countries in the world trying to knock on my door do a random scan, just a basic scan, what I might have open. It's just a daily thing.
Just
today.
To see what you've got.
And one thing I wanted to maybe comment on your breach, data never dies. So the data is out there where it might reside now, but it might be used in a year or maybe in 5 years against you. And I think that is something we need to realize. And the answer to how do we do that is, one, for example, obfuscate. Don't give everything away on social media.
That's kind of a culture shift, especially with today's youth, right?
You know, we're giving way too much information every day on social media, or I believe that we're very honest when we create an account who we are, and very dishonest when we post on that account how good we feel. It should be the other way.
Right.
We should lie about our birth date and our location, and then if we really
and all those secret questions right?
So I think it just requires a different approach and different understanding, and I think obfuscating is one good approach for privacy.
So we talk about obfuscation. So, that's our ability to try and maintain some type of transparency. If we were to translate that into geek speak, it's our own personal proxy server, right?
Yes, yes.
So, you know, inside my home, I am one person. Outside my home online, I am looked at as completely different. So
yes.
That obfuscation,
yes.
Private IP space to public IP space. So let's talk about cyber privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Cyber privacy, if we could just pan over and take a look at your box back behind you. Mm-hmm. So this is, and let me just reach over there and I'm going to pan over to this. All right, we can see your cyber command panel, cyberprivacy.today, unplug your ID. So let's talk about this technology. So this looks really unique on the outside. We're going to ask you to open that up. So when we talk about inside of our home, right?
Yeah.
And we take a look at, you know, this technology and what you've been able to develop here. I'm going to go reach right up here and pan this down a little bit. And okay, so the technology that we're looking at here, and we'll try to do this again. There we go. Absolutely perfect. So when we're looking at this technology, explain to me what's in this cabinet. This goes inside your home,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So what is this doing? What is this piece of technology that somebody would want to install in their home?
So first of all, I think the most important part is A, everything is consolidated. It has a lock in front.
So physical security, okay.
Physical security, so that the kids cannot unplug a firewall and circumvent content filtering, for example. But bottom line, you have your ISP router, whether it's Comcast, Spectrum, it doesn't matter. Then you have a next generation firewall. We have chosen to partner with SonicWall. Then you have a managed switch, and I will get to that, why that's important. You have a rogue device detector. You have a cloud key, which for firmware updates and configuration backups in the cloud. And most important, with this system, there's also up to three wireless access points built in and come with it. But most important is the zoning. The zoning of the network. So we basically segment the networks, which we have learned and use on a day-to-day basis in the business world, whether it's PCI compliance.
So security zones.
Security zones. PII okay. zones, guest zone. Most important, the IoT zone and kids zone, which means, for example, we just selected white, red, green, and blue. So you have physical landlines to IoT devices such as TV or refrigerator.
Okay.
And or wireless, obviously, and that all rolls over into the wireless and wired network. But the key is, I don't know, can you see this here?
Yep.
Maybe?
And we'll, yeah, and so we'll pan right
so if,
over there.
So if this would be your smart home, this would be your cyber command panel where you can see color indicators. You understand very simple where your kids would live. You give them one password and one password only. And then your personal identifiable information zone is for you and your wife where you maybe do
online banking
and other important stuff. And you don't want to be on the same zone with your kids because kids are too gullible. They're
on their Xbox and, you know, sharing absolutely everything, including audio and video and everything else.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
No, that makes sense. So you the idea here is just like you would in a regular business architecture. You have security zones that segment higher risk areas than others.
Yes.
But these are specific to your home. So
yes.
You have an IoT zone. So explain the IoT zone.
Yep.
Is this where my toaster is and my refrigerator?
If it's an IoT toaster,
okay,
yes.
Yeah, that's where that's going is in that zone. Okay.
Whether it's a wired or wireless device, it should be in the IoT zone. Why? Well, if you have four or five different manufacturers for IoT devices, you end up with four or five or more accounts. And if you happen to use the same username and password, which a lot of people do, and one of those vendors gets compromised, and I'm saying this because in my American life, I've been compromised over 8 times. It was not my fault. It was the companies I had an account with. They were compromised, but I was affected just like you were affected.
Absolutely.
So if you don't do password hygiene, if you don't do proper password choices, then you might get easier compromised. It could be a pivoting attack from one IoT device to another IoT device, which is a problem, but if your IoT devices are on the same zone than your PII, your personal identifier information devices, now a pivoting attack becomes much greater attack level, and it could hurt and damage in a much more
significant way.
Yes.
You know, that's very compelling. Let's hold that thought. Mm-hmm. We're going to break for our sponsor real quick. Murray Security Services are your cybersecurity experts with decades of experience providing professional training services for our clients in various industries. We offer professional training and certification in areas of cybersecurity, safety, health, and environmental services at our academy. Our in-person and online training provides a collaborative environment where students can interact directly with instructors through live chats or in private classrooms. Visit MurraySecurityServices.com for more information.
Welcome back to Sean Murray at the New Cyber Frontier. We've got a special guest today, Ralph Schroer from Silverback Computing, Silverback Security. And he's talking to us about how we can better control the security within our own homes using this device that he's trademarked, trademark pending, called Cyber Privacy. And so I'll show that right here in my camera. So Cyber Privacy. All right, there we go. And so if you pan in on what's going on over here on the other side, we've got various pieces of technology that look like they were installed specifically into an electronic panel, and they're configured in various security zones to better be able to control the information that's in those various zones, up to a high zone where mom and dad might be doing online banking or I do genealogy type of stuff, and then there's this zone for our IoT devices. I really like the concept. Why did you come up with this, and when did you decide this was a good idea, and how did you put all this stuff together?
Well, we basically took the principles from HIPAA and PCI compliance, and we realized that the smart home market is underserved and is a very quick growing market. But typically, you get a Comcast or Spectrum modem, and that is your firewall, and then all your devices are behind that consumer grade firewall. And if you have 20 plus accounts, you have a higher chance of a compromise, and then a pivoting attack can be easier executed. So zoning is really segmenting is really a fundamental first step. The second step we did with the IoT zone, that's a personal opinion, I don't necessarily feel comfortable if I have an Echo that it knows exactly my location, or if, any device which is location-based, why do I need to give this away to the big companies?
Sure.
So what we do in this particular IoT zone, we have a dedicated VPN server which masks the actual location and, for example, tells them that we're in Washington and not in Colorado.
Wow. So another level of that, what you referred to earlier, is obfuscation, right?
Yes.
Reality is not what it's, what's perceived is not necessarily reality. Mm-hmm. So I install this in my home. Mm-hmm. What if I'm not a really technical person? How do I
put this in my house, and then what do I do after I hook it up? Is it just one and done, or
no?
How does that work?
So we are not approaching the do-it-yourself market. Our business model is a complete smart home as a managed security service. So we handle that. We provide you with the hardware. It comes with a, depending on the service level contract, it comes with an overnight pre-configured hardware replacement. We install it for you. We ship it overnight. We do not think that you should have a $100, $200 single device of failure where all your devices are dependent on. So we use next generation business grade hardware, and we back it up with our online configuration backup and firmware upgrades and overnight chip replacement. And we have a 24/7 support to give you the best infrastructure in your smart home.
So this is a monitoring device. Not only is it on my network and I have all of these security zones configured, but you'll help me set it up, and then you'll actually monitor the traffic on my network, because people aren't technical. They wouldn't know what they were looking at, right? So what is that service, that remote monitoring service, and how does that work?
So we offer a a la carte. So if you want to have a network-based add blocking solution, you can have that. If you want to know where your IoT devices or your kids go on the traffic, we can give you reports. We can alert you if a rogue device comes online and you wonder which one of your kids gave the password away.
Right.
So we learned that most of the time, if you buy a pre-configured device, typically people do not understand enough or keep the default password, don't upgrade the firmware because it's working, so why should I upgrade it? And it then becomes a potential attack surface because it's not patched, it's not monitored, and most important, if you lock down your network too much, all of a sudden you can't stream Hulu or Amazon anymore, and then what do? You turn it off.
Yeah.
Then you're back to a consumer-grade firewall, and all your glorious idea of being safe and secure and private, have more privacy, are not applicable anymore. So we believe that with a team of network technicians, this is the solution. We help you see whether nation states try to break into your network. We can block, we can do GeoIP filtering, we can alert, we can block. It is a full service-based solution.
Well, that sounds great. You know, and one of the things that we talk about with the home routers, whether it be Comcast, Xfinity, Cox, CenturyLink, you know, the routers themselves, not necessarily the companies, but sometimes the hardware that is used, when a firmware update is pushed either by the manufacturer of the device or maybe the service provider, in some instances, that firmware update resets your default username and password back to the default state. So, and they don't always communicate that with you. So it's just, it seems like there's one additional benefit to this. So I install this, and now you're monitoring. What happens if I'm on vacation and something's happening? Somebody's trying to maybe hack into one of my IoT devices. Mm-hmm. How does that work? How would you communicate with me?
We would have a way of notifying you, and of course we have default steps. What if scenarios, and this would be all in a Q&A setup. How would you like us to address potential?
So part of the service level agreement.
It's a service level agreement.
Yes. Okay, excellent. So, one of the other things that we were talking about is you're actually working with home builders.
Yes.
To make this as an option. Mm-hmm. So I want granite floors and countertops, and
right.
I want cyber privacy.
Yep. So I believe for home builders, this could be a clear differentiator. I mean, how nice would it be if you walk into your home and you get a piece of paper with four passwords for your different zones, everything is connected, everything is ready to go, you just bring your devices and you're online, protected and safeguarded, and that's all you have to do.
Wow, that's just great. I can't think of anything else that would drive me to a product better than having security zones, protecting, you know, the different demographics within my own home, my family members, with this type of product. So how would people get a hold of you?
So info@cyberprivacy.today would be the best way, or go to www.cyberprivacy.today, download the brochure, request more info, or get a free consultation.
So that's cyberprivacy, all one word, .today, or 1-801-658-0051. You know, I want to thank you, Ralph, for coming out. The New Cyber Frontier, Sean Murray, we're closing our podcast today with Ralph Schwerner from Silverback Security and Consulting. Appreciate you coming in, sharing the products that you've got, the different things that you're doing, your passion for not just cybersecurity, but for privacy as well. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of New Cyber Frontier. Remember, please follow and participate as New Cyber Frontier is supporting a grassroots community effort to empower the individual in the digital age. Check it out at privacyforthepeople.org. Also, make sure to join our mailing list so we can keep you informed. If you have an idea, if you have a question you would like to hear answered, or if you just want to get involved in what we're doing, reach out to us at newcyberfrontier.com. We also encourage you to visit our sponsors' links because they are the ones that really make this show possible. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode of New Cyber Frontier.